Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.
You're very welcome back to Drive Time. Una Kelly with you here until 6 o'clock this evening. Now, this year there are two by-elections coming up before the summer, and in the second half of the year, Ireland takes over the EU presidency. So a very busy year ahead for politicians and for the people who cover them. And I'm joined now by Louise Byrne, political correspondent with Irish Examiner, to get her predictions for 2026. Louise, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening.
Now, Louise, 2025 ended there with the Fianna Fáil review of their presidential campaign, and the party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin seemed to survive all of that. Is he kicking off this year in a more secure position, do you think?
It really depends on who you speak to. There is still growing anger within the party over that calamitous handling of the presidential election campaign. I think it's fair to say that the rush of blood to the head that was there in October when Jim Gavin did pull out of the race has subsided a little bit. But there is still a lot of people in the party really, really annoyed with Micheál Martin and saying that he should not be the leader of the party for much longer. Now, if you looked at the timing of when that review was brought out, it was brought out on the 16th of December, and you kind of gave people very little time before Christmas to discuss it. But what's happened now is the door was off this week, it's off next week, and it's off the following week. So you're giving those Fianna Fáil TDs a lot of time to think by the time they get back to Leinster House now in a fortnight's time. So I think there will be a lot more discussion about this report when they get back, when they've had time to think about it. I think there are many people in the party that do believe that this is Micheál Martin's last full year as the leader of Fianna Fáil. A lot of people believe that he will lead Ireland through the EU presidency in the latter half of this year, and then come early 2027, then it will be time for him to pass on the torch. That's not a unanimous view across the party. There are a lot of people who believe he will be there for much longer, believe he will become Taoiseach again. Fewer people, again, believe that he will lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election. But I think what's been interesting over the last few weeks is you're seeing more and more senior ministers coming out and talking about the prospect of new leadership, and some TDs refusing to say whether or not they think the Taoiseach will lead Fianna Fáil beyond the end of the year. So he is in for a sticky year, but I don't think he's in as much immediate danger as he was a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. And Louise, more elections for you to cover coming up, those two by-elections in Dublin and in Galway. Do we have any idea yet of when exactly they'll take place?
We don't, and I think most people are hoping that it will be kind of in the May period, maybe late April, early May, so that the evenings are a little bit brighter, so that people are in a better mood. Winter elections are never really popular, either with politicians or with the public, particularly with the public, because they're broke, it's cold, it's just after Christmas, there's very little to look forward to, so they don't want politicians knocking on their doors. So I would expect those elections to be held probably in the next few months, probably towards the summer. They will both be held on the same day. But what I think you will see, Una, over the next couple of weeks is the parties beginning to find their candidates for the Dublin Central and the Galway West by-elections. A few parties have identified people, but more often than not, people have not said who they will be running. So I think that will be the next stage of it. And I think you will see those elections take place when the evenings are a bit brighter and the days a bit longer, and people generally are in a little bit of a better mood.
And typically, Louise, the electorate uses by-elections to send a message of dissatisfaction to government parties. Do you get the sense that the government parties are worried about that?
I think so. And I think, you know, they thought that about the presidential election, so they're certainly going to think about it during the by-elections. I think nobody in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael expects that they will actually win either that by-election in Dublin Central that was, of course, caused by Pascal Donoghue taking up a job with the World Bank, or the by-election in Galway West, which was, of course, caused by Catherine Connolly becoming President of Ireland. Neither of those parties think they're going to win, because if you look at the last couple of by-elections, the government parties just have not been successful. So I think what you will see is Sinn Féin they're in good position to take at least one, if not both, of those seats. Or you could have another party at the left taking a seat, or even an independent, because we have seen such a swell of support for independents in recent years, especially going back to the local elections in 2024. So I think the government are worried, but I think they're going into it worried, knowing that they haven't got a hope in hell of winning.
And Louise, one of the big themes in politics in 2025 was that alliance between among the parties on the left. They all supported President Catherine Connolly, and that proved to be successful for them. Do you think that that alliance will hold on?
I think the alliance will hold, but I don't necessarily think it will be a prominent feature during those by-elections. Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, sat down with me for an interview for the Irish Examiner before the Christmas. And what she was saying is that those parties of the left that united initially this time last year during the speaking row and Michael Airey and etc., and then later in the Catherine Connolly presidential election campaign, that they have an obligation to continue working together, because unified, they are the only real hope, as they see it, of getting Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil out of government. So she said there's an obligation for them to work together. What she also said is that they're very distinct parties and that has to be respected. So you're not going to see a unified left candidate during either of those by-elections. One of the main criticisms of Mary Lou MacDonald during the general election in 2024 was how late she came out and called for voters to vote left and transfer left. She said it the day before people went to the polls, when realistically a lot of people had already made their minds up who they were going to vote for. So I think the interesting thing in that is, will they be encouraging people to vote left, transfer left, especially during a by-election where there's only one seat and it's so much more difficult to gain traction? What will they do there? So I think this will be a test of that alliance going forward, but they certainly won't be working together as closely as we've seen in the last couple of months.
Now, Ireland is going to take over the EU presidency at the start of July until the end of 2026, but there has to be a lot of prep happening in the 6 months before that. Do you think that's going to be taking up a lot of the government's time?
Definitely. And I mean, even if you think there's going to be dozens of meetings taking place here, and that's the really going to lead up to the really big events in November, which is the informal European Council meeting and the meeting of the European political community. And what that the government are going to have to do is highlight the issues that they want to be on the agenda and the issues that they want to drive during that. And we've seen a number of different things spoken about, whether that be housing. Jennifer Cal McNeill wants to look at reopening the tobacco directive. Patrick O'Donovan wants to look at age verification for social media. So there's going to be a lot that they want to discuss, but a lot of planning is going to have to go into those meetings, be that getting venues sorted. The biggest thing, I think, is going to be the security element of it, because you're going to have all these leaders and ministers flying in from all over the European Union, and they are going to be in and out of the country on a very, very regular basis. So the security measures are going to have to be worked on and put in place early. There's also going to have to be a lot of political capital spent on those meetings. So it's kicking off in July, but a lot of preparation, in fairness, has already been going into it and will continue to go into it, because it's a huge event for Ireland. And I think especially after we saw the President Zelensky visit here and the sighting of drones off our coast, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Irish government to get this right. So they've 6 months now to really fine tune things before everything kicks off in July.
And very briefly, Louise, as we're sitting here at the start of the year, what do you think will be the dominant theme in Irish politics over 2026?
Well, there's always, we hope, a banana skin or the scandal that we won't see happening. And hopefully we do get a little bit of excitement this year. But I think what you're going to see a lot are discussions that we've already had, especially in 2025, be that housing. You've seen a lot of talk about immigration in the last couple of weeks, and especially from the Taoiseach and Taoiseach are talking about the pressures that that's putting on housing and other aspects. So expect immigration to continue to be talked about. The other big thing that's more than likely coming down the tracks is the amendment to the triple lock. The government got cabinet approval to bring that legislation and change that legislation, and that will start going through the door at some stage in the year. There's going to be huge opposition to that from the left. So that will certainly be another topic that dominates, but we hope there's something surprising, Una, as well, that catches us all off guard and creates a little bit of fun.
I'm sure there will be, Louise. Louise Byrne from the Irish Examiner, thank you for joining us this evening. Now, Marie Crowe is with me ahead of Inside Sport at 6 o'clock. And Marie, sport kept a lot of people busy and entertained over the Christmas period, soccer in particular, but Chelsea now, they're starting the new year looking for a new manager.
Yeah, it's a bit of a soap opera, which I'm sure you'll appreciate and enjoy given the topic of conversation that you just had with the politics. But yeah, Chelsea have surprised all of us pretty early in the year, and they've got rid of their manager, Enzo Maresca. He was there for 18 months. So we're going to be delving into that with Alan Cawley a little bit later on, because it really has taken people by surprise.
And Marie, one of the big draws at this time of year is, of course, the darts. That's finishing up this weekend.
Yeah, the darts has been absolutely brilliant. We were short some football matches this year, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on as well. But we got plenty of darts. We're at the semi-final stage now, which is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to have Willie O'Connor, an Irish darts player who competed at the World Championships, going to come on and talk to us about the two semi-finals. And then tomorrow we'll bring the final. So, so much to look forward to.
Yeah, thanks so much, Marie. All that to look forward to now, between now and 6 o'clock here on Radio 1.
Thanks, Ian.